The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Alice. I'm glad you called. You'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm busy on a case. Some boy I know is coming over from Sing Sing, and I wish he wouldn't. To me, it sounds like a bad break.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the vanishing varmint.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip,
best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip tastes really good. Not too sharp, not too mild, but just exactly right. And Miracle Whip tastes different, too. Different from any other salad dressing. Try it yourself. See why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. Now, the case of the vanishing varmint. It's Wednesday evening in Manhattan. And upstate, a gentleman named Paul McKenzie is taking life easy. Not that Mr. McKenzie is lazy. He's not working because he had an argument with the state of New York, and unfortunately, he came out second best.
All right, McKenzie, inside.
Oh, hiya, Mac.
Shut, Ted, would you?
I don't know what's the matter with you.
Is that the New York paper?
Yeah.
Let's see it, Wayne.
I'm doing a crossword puzzle. You know a five-letter word for burglar?
You trying to be funny?
No, see, 17 across.
Ah, give me that.
What'd you do that for? You broke the point on my pencil.
Well, that's just two. Hey, what are you doing now?
I'm sharpening the point on the windowsill.
Let's see that.
Ah, cut it out, Mac. I ain't hurting nothing.
Let me see that point. Hey, that's not bad.
You can get a real sharp like that. I always say concrete is as good as sandpaper.
Is that what you always say?
Yeah. When I was a kid...
Shut up. When do you draw kitchen duty again?
Tomorrow.
Swell. Why don't you rob me a spoon?
A spoon?
That's right.
Why should I?
Now look, Wayne, we're friends, aren't we?
No.
What's the matter? Can't you take a joke? All I want's a crummy spoon. Who's going to miss it?
I'm not going to do it, man.
It's not like I was asking for a knife.
I said I'm not...
I said you would. Well?
Why do you want it for?
You got to have a reason for everything. Just give me a spoon. That's all I ask. Hey, Wayne. Wayne, wake up.
Well, let me alone, Mac.
Come on, dopey. Wake up. Keep your voice down. You understand?
Where'd you get that knife?
Remember the spoon you got me last week?
Yeah.
Just shows what a little homework will do. I filed it down.
How?
The same way you sharpen your pencil. Turned out real keen. Don't you think?
Cut it out.
Well, pay attention.
You're going to bust out?
What do you think?
You're crazy.
Like a fox. And you're coming with me.
Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong, Wayne. I'm not that fond of your company, but I need another guy to work this. Now get back in your cart and keep mum. Don't you open your yap for anything.
What are you going to do?
The less you know, the less you'll have to worry about. Hey, Daniels! Daniels!
All right, what's the trouble, McKenzie?
There's something the matter with Wayne.
Huh? Wayne! Wayne!
I don't think he's breathing.
What happened?
I don't know. I saw him swallow a pill.
What?
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
All right, stand back. I'm coming in.
You think maybe it was poison?
What's the matter with you, Wayne? Can I help you turn him over, Mac?
Don't bother, Daniels. He'll be okay.
Huh?
Too bad I can't say the same for you.
No, you...
You killed him.
Well, what are you waiting for? Applause? Let's go.
Thank you.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Mike Waring, please.
Isn't this Sergeant Corbett?
Mike?
Who else? How are you, Bright Eyes?
Busy. But I thought you might be interested in this flash that just came over the teletype. Here, I'll read it to you. Paul McKenzie and Wayne Thompson broke out of jail tonight at 9:30, maybe headed for New York. These men are dangerous. Use caution in apprehending.
So?
Well, doesn't it mean anything to you?
Should it?
I think so. Remember the Weber holdup a few years back? You represented the insurance company.
Oh, yeah. McKenzie was the boy we grabbed.
As I recall, he was kind of peeved at you. Didn't he make a couple of threats?
I was just blowing off steam.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Frankly, I don't. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Mike. Hope I get to do it again sometime.
Just a second. Just a second.
Yes? Hello, Harris.
McKenzie.
Shut the door.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What's the matter, Harris? You act like you're seeing a ghost. It's your old boss, remember?
Yeah, but I heard on the radio... That...
What?
That a car with you and what's his name?
Wayne.
Yeah, went off a drawbridge near Sing Sing.
Well, I wasn't in it. We separated as soon as we got over the walls. Was there anything else?
No.
What about the guard I knifed?
They say he's going to pull through.
I guess this is my lucky day.
How did you get to town?
What do you think?
Well, you certainly didn't come by the super chief.
I rode the rods. Give me some soap. I want to wash up.
Yeah, sure, man.
What do you hear from Ruth?
Ruth?
Ruth Nelson, stupid.
I haven't seen her in months, Mac.
I told you to keep an eye on her. Hand me that soap.
Yeah.
Well?
Well, what?
What do you got to say for yourself?
Oh, be reasonable, Mac. I couldn't follow Ruth around.
Why not?
Well, let's skip that for now. There's lots more important things to do.
Such as?
Such as getting you out of the country.
Now, don't be a chump, Harris. I'm staying right here.
What? You're out of your mind.
That's the trouble with people who don't spend any time in jail. You don't appreciate your own hometown. You forget the attractions. Now, I got a beautiful girl in New York and about $250,000 in bonds.
Yes, I know, Mike, but...
Good, because I want them both here by 5 o'clock tonight. Let me look at you, Ruth.
Have I changed much, honey?
Nah. You look better than ever. Okay, Harris, beat it.
But I thought you wanted...
What's the matter? Don't you understand English? Go on, blow. Find yourself somewhere else to flop tonight.
All right, Mike. But be careful, will you?
Stop being such a worry wart. I'll be okay. Come here, baby.
Gosh, Mac. Wonderful to have you back.
You miss Papa, huh?
Yes.
Why don't you keep in touch with Harris?
You know how I always felt about him?
Oh, he's okay. Oh, hey, that reminds me. I was so tickled to see him, I forgot to ask. Where are the bonds?
Bonds?
Yeah, before I went up...
Oh, those. Well, I didn't bring them along.
Why not?
Well, when Harris first told me you were here, I thought he was kidding.
Well, you can see he wasn't. I want you to pick him up the second thing in the morning.
What do you mean, second thing?
Mike Waring's still around.
Who?
The private deck they call a Falcon.
I don't know.
Well, first thing tomorrow, Ruth, you find out and make an appointment for me.
What for?
You'll find out when I talk to Waring. You know how I hate to repeat myself. That's funny he doesn't answer.
Maybe he's gone out for a while.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Mac?
Make myself comfortable while I wait. I think this one ought to do the trick. What do you know? Guess the old man hasn't lost his touch, eh, Ruthie?
Oh, Mac, now listen to
inside.
Me.
Inside.
But, honey...
I said inside. Now, what were you going to say?
Mike Waring's not going to like this.
It'll teach him not to break dates with yours truly.
I guess you're right.
What do you mean, you guess? Aren't you sure?
I only meant...
Wait a minute. Did you make an appointment with Waring for me?
Well, of course I did.
Then how come he isn't here?
I don't know.
You're lying.
All right, so I am. I never called Waring.
No?
Honest, Mac, I was only thinking of your welfare.
I'll bet you. What? Next time I tell you to do something, you do it. I don't need any masterminding.
So that's the thanks I get.
You kidding? I got news for you, sweetheart. Even at Sing Sing, I heard a couple of stories about you.
They were about me and Arnold Lucas. They were lies.
What was her name again, Lucas? Come on, answer me.
Let me
alone. Talk up, Ruthie. I'm going to know the score. I've had to break every bone in your lovely body.
I'm warning you, Mac. Stay away from me.
You're warning me.
Go on, laugh, you big ape. But you put a finger on me, and I'll put a finger on you, and we'll see who yells louder. Mr. Waring?
Yes, that's right.
I've been waiting for you out here since 10:30.
Well, that's a switch. They generally wait inside.
Pardon?
Skip it. You're,
Susan Andrews.
Well, what's on your mind, Miss Andrews?
It's Mrs. Andrews. I'm staying at the Renard Apartments.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've still got something on your mind.
Well, couldn't we talk inside?
Sure. Right in, Mrs. Ant. Oh, on second thought, stay right where you are. Stop it.
Is he dead?
Well, if he isn't, he's as reasonable a facsimile as you can get with two slugs in the brain.
That's Paul McKenzie, isn't it?
Who?
Paul McKenzie, one of the men who broke out of jail yesterday.
How would you know?
I recognized him from his pictures.
Funny. I never would have.
Who are you calling?
The police. Do you mind?
What's the matter?
The line has been cut. All right, Mrs. Andrews, you stay right here till I get back.
Yes, but what about McKenzie?
I wouldn't worry. In his condition, I think we can prevail upon him to hang around, too.
Oh, you're out of your mind, Mike. McKenzie was in the car with Wayne when it went off that drawbridge near Sing Sing.
Mm-hmm. And have they discovered the bodies yet, Sergeant?
Well, no.
I tell you, they never will. At least not McKenzie's, because he's right here in my place.
Oh.
Mrs. Andrews? Mrs. Andrews?
Looks like nobody's home.
I don't get it, Corbett. I left her standing right, but... Holy smoke, what happened to the body?
What body?
I told you, McKenzie's. He was lying right there near the sofa.
Look, Mike, if you got nothing better to do...
You've got to believe me, Corbett. Why would I make up a yarn like that?
That's what I'm wondering. But whatever your reason is, it better be funny.
I tell you, the line was cut.
Seems to be all right now.
Well, they must have patched
it. Oh, sure. Where was this Mrs. Andrews living?
At the Renard Apartments.
That's Fleming 1222, isn't it?
Well, go ahead, but you're wasting your time, Sergeant. Whoever removed McKenzie must have taken her along for the ride. She won't be in.
I know. There's only one question in my mind, whether she ever was.
Look, are you calling...
Now, keep quiet. Raynard Apartments? You got a Mrs. Susan Andrews registered there?
Hello?
Mrs. Susan Andrews?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, there is such a person.
She's there now.
Hello?
Talk to her.
Wait your turn.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Sergeant Corbett of the police. Did you ever hear of a private detective named Mike Waring?
Waring? No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, then you weren't at his place this morning?
Well, I don't see how I could be. Your call just woke me.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Andrews. You know any more funny stories, Mike? I'm just dying to hear them. Well, I'm still waiting, Mike. What was the idea of the gag?
I tell you, it was no gag, Sergeant.
Well, then how do you explain it?
I can't. I just don't get it, that's all.
Oh, if you're referring to your sandwich, Mike's coming right up.
Oh, and just wait till you see what else Ed's Luncheonette has for you.
Can you guess what it is?
Oh, please, Eddie, I'm in no mood to play guessing games. I'm not able to think on an empty stomach.
Well, what puzzles me is how you're able to think on an empty head.
But, Mike, look, just try to guess. Think of cool, shimmering beauty. A real attractive dish.
A beautiful tomato? Where is she?
No, Mike, not a girl. It's a real tomato filled with cream cheese. A nice, cool salad for summer.
All right, fine. Bring it on. I'm hungry.
But guess what else I'd do with this salad? To pep it up.
You probably use a salad dressing.
Mike, you're psychic.
Yeah, he can figure out everything but the case he's working on.
Oh, but he's right, Sergeant. This salad needs a dressing to pep it up. So I add a swell, peppy flavor by using... Guess what?
Look, if I say the right thing, will you make me queen for a day?
Well, I can't do that, but you know the answer. It's Miracle Whip, Mike. Boy, that stuff is wonderful. It's just right. You know, not too sharp or too mild. Just right.
Mm-hmm.
What more could you ask for?
Yes.
Huh?
Guess what more I could ask for.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Here's a delicious tomato salad filled with cream cheese and topped with America's favorite salad dressing, Miracle Whip. A salad dressing that tastes so different, folks call it the one and only. Now, what more could you possibly ask for?
Just one thing, Eddie. Can't you guess?
No. No, Mike, I give up. What is it?
Will you please bring the salad and the sandwich? What are you waiting for? Get on the ball.
Oh, sure, Mike. Why didn't you say so?
Hey, you better get on the ball yourself, Mike.
You claim McKenzie was in your place this morning?
I tell you, he was.
Yeah, that's what you've been telling me all day.
Don't you think it's time now that you furnished a little proof?
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Remember me?
Mr. Waring.
Yes, Angel, Mr. Waring.
Won't you come in?
Try and keep me out. All right, now what's this all about?
What's what all about?
Listen, Susie, I'm in no mood for evasions. You saw me find Mackenzie's body this morning.
I?
Yes, you. Now, I want to know why you lied about it on the phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I don't often strike a woman, but in your case...
No, wait a minute, wait.
Well, it's coming back to you now.
Mr. Waring, why don't you forget about it? Make believe it never happened.
And have the cops think I'm crazy for the rest of my life? Oh, no. Now, what went on in that apartment after I left?
Oh, please.
Look, I'll make it easy for you. You had a visitor, didn't you?
Yes.
Who was he?
He didn't tell me his name.
But what did he tell you?
Just to keep my mouth shut. Otherwise...
Well, never mind. I can imagine what that otherwise was. Then what happened?
He picked up Mackenzie's body and disappeared.
No, no. It wasn't as simple as that, Susie. You don't walk around the streets of New York with a dead body on your hands. It might cause talk. How did he get rid of it?
He had a car waiting near the service entrance.
And you followed him?
Well,
Now, don't lie, Susie. You must have. What is the license number?
I didn't think to copy it down.
But I'm warning you,
no,
Angel.
No, wait a minute. Let me get my purse. It was 8L463.
All right. Thank you, Susie. You've been a great help. I think I can take it from here.
Well?
I'm looking for a gentleman named Larry Harris.
What do you want?
My name is Mike Waring.
That still leaves me in the dark.
I don't see why, Harris. You were up to my place this morning, weren't you?
Where'd you get that screwy idea?
You own a 51 Nash, license number 8L463, don't you?
No.
And you better inform the license bureau. According to their records, the car belongs to you.
What if it does?
It was parked near the service entrance to my building today.
Oh.
What did you do with Mackenzie's body?
Well, strictly between us, Waring, I don't see how that's any of your business.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Harris. When someone uses my place for a slaughterhouse, it concerns me vitally.
Yeah, I suppose when you look at it that way, you've got a beef. Would $500 take care of it?
Only if I can take it out in information.
Now, look, fella, let me give you a little tip. Nobody's been hurt.
Except Mackenzie.
It's no skin off your nose. Forget it.
And if I don't?
Someone's liable to get sore at you.
Who might that be?
I don't like to mention names, but it might be me.
No, no, you don't.
Oh, my arm.
What's the matter, Harris? Can't you stand a little pressure?
Cut it. I'm wearing you. You're breaking.
Well, that ought to convince you that I mean business now. What was your tie-up with Mackenzie?
You can go. Ow.
Come on, spill it.
We were friends. He was holed up here last night.
Why did he want to see me?
I don't know.
You sure? I tell you, I don't know.
Well, would you know what happened to all that money he had stashed away?
What money?
Mackenzie was serving time for a payroll robbery. I was the one who sent him up, but we never recovered the loot.
I never saw a penny of it.
Then who did?
He spent it all on his girlfriend before they caught him.
That sounds like a physical impossibility. It was close to $250,000.
You don't know this girl.
No, but I'd like to. What's her name?
Ruth Nelson.
All right, just one more thing. Did you kill Mackenzie?
And then go back to your place and remove his body? What do you think?
I don't know. But maybe Ruth Nelson can help me arrive at some satisfactory answer.
Waiter. Waiter.
May I help you, madam?
Yeah, I'd like it. I'd wait a minute. You're no waiter.
I still wouldn't mind serving you. Can I buy you a drink?
Aren't you afraid I might have a jealous boyfriend?
If you have, you probably know the best way to handle him.
Sit down.
Thanks. A waiter, two scotch and sodas here.
Right away, Mr. Waring.
What did he call you?
Why, did it sound insulting?
Is your name Waring?
Well, I was keeping it for surprise, Ruth.
Beat it.
Now, what kind of hospitality do you call that? I didn't turn you out when you dropped into my place.
What do you mean?
Weren't you there this morning with Mackenzie?
No.
You'll have to do better than that, Ruth. I couldn't forget that perfume. Voodoo, isn't it?
Max sends you over to apologize.
Why should he?
Did he tell you he slapped me around?
Well, what did you do, walk out?
Wouldn't you?
Well, I wasn't going steady with him, so it's hard to say.
Well, where did he get off accusing me of two-timing him with Arnold Lucas?
Weren't you?
No. Mac doesn't believe me. He can check it with Arnold. You'll find him at the Granger Hotel.
I kind of doubt that. Incidentally, Ruth, you wouldn't happen to know why Mackenzie wanted to see me in the first place.
Didn't he tell you?
He couldn't very well, Angel. When I first saw him, he was dead.
Dead?
And murdered, to be exact.
Is this a gag?
Hardly.
Listen, Waring, Arnold had nothing to do with it.
Who said he did?
Well, I thought...
If you did, Ruth, that's good enough for me. I'll be seeing you, Angel.
Who is it?
Telegram for Arnold Lucas.
Would you be kind enough to sleep it under the door?
Sorry, mister. You got a sign for it.
Just a moment.
Hello?
You are not from the Western Union.
Well, I tried to enlist, but they wouldn't have me.
Who are you?
Waring is the name. Mike Waring.
What can I do for you, Mr. Waring?
That's a long story, Lucas. You mind if I make myself comfortable while I tell it?
Please do.
Thanks.
May I offer you something?
Just a couple of answers. You see, I'm a private detective.
How interesting.
Yes, you get to meet a lot of dull people that way. I'll never guess how I got in touch with you.
Perhaps not.
Ever hear of a man named Paul Mackenzie?
Once or twice.
Well, he's dead.
How sad.
Yes, very. But you can dry those tears, fella. I think I know where to locate his murderer.
How did you accomplish that?
Well, I had several fine leads. An automobile license plate led me to Larry Harris.
Harris? I don't believe I had the pleasure...
No, but you do have a mutual friend, Ruth Nelson.
Oh?
Yes, she's a wonderful gal, Lucas.
Glad you appreciate her fine qualities.
I'd be an ingrate if I didn't. After all, she gave me you.
But not for Keith.
Oh, hello, Ruth. What are you doing here?
You're the boy who knows all the answers.
Well, judging from that gun in your hand, it could only be one.
Never let it be said that you can't put two and two together. Hello, Arnold.
Well, if I'm in your way, folks...
Come back here, Waring.
I just thought you two might like to be alone.
We have plenty of opportunity for that later.
Well, I don't know, Lucas. You better act fast before the police grab you.
I don't think there's any danger of that.
You're wrong, Ruth. I've got your boyfriend dead to rights.
And that's where you're wrong, Waring, because in a couple of minutes he'll have you dead. Period.
Well, Ruth pointing a gun at him really poses a question as to Mike's future. Let's hope he has the right answer. But I don't need anybody to point a gun at me to give you the one right answer to the question of what to use as a dressing for salad. The answer? Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip.
Tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip.
Only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind because it's a different type of salad dressing made from a secret craft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, so it's truly distinctive and delicious, with a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing, the one and only Miracle Whip. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Only a minute has passed since Ruth Nelson made her dramatic entrance into Arnold Lucas's apartment with a gun and promptly aimed it at Mike Waring's head. And now, as we find the gay trio, Ruth seems determined to get down to business.
All right, Waring. If you've got any final requests, now's the time to make them.
Now, Ruth, you know you're not serious about this.
Well, you bet.
Well, I've got nothing against you.
No, but you've got plenty against Arnold. Who told you he was wanted in Los Angeles?
No one.
So you figured it out all by yourself, Mr. Waring.
Oh, he's a smart one, Arnold. Wouldn't take him long to guess. Mac went to his office. It could only be for one reason. He wanted Waring to make a deal for him with the police.
He was wasting his time, Ruth. He never would have accepted it.
Why not?
Mackenzie owed the police plenty for the payroll robbery and a little extra something for that jailbreak.
Lucas would really have to be wanted pretty badly for the cops to forgive and forget.
You know, you never can tell.
No, that's true enough.
Well, now that you know it all, what do you intend to do about it?
Well, it's up to you.
How right you are. And since it's my move...
I better move faster. Come on, drop it.
Let go. Arnold.
Get out of the way.
I didn't mean it.
Let me take a look at him.
Oh. What's going on here?
Oh, come in, Harris. You're just in time.
I heard a shot. What happened?
Can't you see?
I didn't mean to kill him.
Well, cheer up, Ruth. You didn't.
What?
Oh, just a flesh wound. But you're a very careless girl.
Oh, anyone would have done the same in my place. I had to protect him.
Yes, I guess you can't blame her, Waring. When a gal goes for a guy, there's nothing she won't do. Even try to cover him when she's seen him commit murder.
Well, who should know that better than you, Harris?
Meaning what?
Meaning you're the guy she's in love with. You're the one she's shielding.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry if I let the cat out of the bag, Ruth, but when it comes to murder, I'm just a great big blabbermouth. Hello, Susie. You remember me?
Mike.
I hope it's not too late, but I came over to regale you with the saga of my triumph.
Oh, I heard all about it on the radio, but come in anyway.
Oh, thanks.
I heard on the radio Harris killed Mackenzie.
You heard right.
But why? I thought they were friends.
To the end. Only Harris saw to it that Mackenzie's end came a lot sooner than it normally would.
Mm-hmm.
When Mackenzie went to jail, he left $250,000 worth of loot with his girlfriend, Ruth Nelson.
Oh, and she and Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where does this Arnold Lucas fit in?
Oh, he was the patsy in this little affair. Ruth led Mackenzie to believe it was Lucas who was his rival.
When all along it was his boy Harris.
That's it.
Well, what put you on the right track?
Ruth. She was the one who sicked me onto Lucas originally, and then she volunteered the information that he was wanted in Los Angeles. Then on top of that, she tried to kill Lucas in front of me.
I thought that was an accident.
Don't be silly. That gal knew what she was doing. Why do you think I had such an easy time disarming her? Does that answer all your questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Now we can start on mine. I didn't have time to ask you before, but what were you doing in front of my apartment so early in the morning?
Well, as I told you, I wanted to see you.
What about?
Getting the evidence for a divorce.
Oh, well, I don't generally handle that kind of work, Susie, but for you, I might make an exception. Mm. What would you tell me about your husband?
Oh, he's handsome, charming, cultured.
Mm.
Everything a woman could want.
Well, now, wait a minute. You sound like you're still in love with the guy.
I am.
Ah?
Mm-hmm. After I saw you this afternoon, I thought it over and called him. He should be here any minute.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, Mike, it was all my fault. I made a mistake. I was just counting on him to call me first.
Well, don't feel too badly, Susie. We all make mistakes. I was counting on something, too.
But, Mike, where are you going?
Home. Good night, Mrs. Andrews.
Rich, delicious, chocolate-flavored malted milk. Sounds mighty good, doesn't it? And it is, too. But listen to this. You make it in your own kitchen. That's right. Make it yourself with Kraft's wonderful chocolate-flavored malted milk. Here's how simple and easy it is to do. Make a tasty paste of some Kraft malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a tall glass. Fill that glass with chilled milk. Stir it again, and there you have it. A delicious Kraft malted. And because it's full of all the food values in milk, it's nourishing as well. So why not enjoy a Kraft malted often? Just get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk from your grocer tomorrow. The Case of the Cautious Cousin. The Case of the Cautious Cousin. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that when a family fortune is in the balance, the scales can be tipped toward murder. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on a famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Food Company.
Here
It pays to be ignorant tonight on NBC.